Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Half past six, Friday morning in New York, at least for me. New York City, that is. Boomer out in Long Island, and I'm very excited for the video to show us Chris Lopresti's setup, because leading into today, he's had four gorgeous mornings. He has been out on his deck of the home that his dad rented for the week. Now the question is, with all the storms overnight and the bad forecast, where is Chris Lopresti? And as I say that, I expect the shot up now. There he is. He's outside. What's up, Chris? And you got the umbrella to your right. Very nice. How you doing?
I'm fine. We had a little bit of rain. It's slightly wet out here on the balcony here, so I've actually had to put shoes on today, which I haven't had to do all week. And I've got the umbrella covering the equipment because based on the radar, it's going to get nasty in about an hour or so. So it's going to get interesting. I think we'll be just fine for this first one. It actually looks pretty nice, some clouds, but it's very comfortable. And next hour, though, you might see me in a different location or ducking for cover.
Sounds good. We look forward to both.
You have a giant red blob coming right at you.
Yes.
Is that true? Yeah.
Red and yellow. Yeah, it looks nasty. So I tweeted out a picture of the radar for the 7 o'clock hour a little while ago and said I may actually have to move inside today. So stay tuned, though, because these things, as you know, are an ever-changing situation. So it could clear up or it could not.
While you are outside, enjoy your time, and let's find out what you got.
Yes, let's do it. We're brought to you by Flag and Anthem Performance Gear. Visit flagandanthem.com. Hour and 34-minute rain delay last night in Camden Yards. Probably the storm that's headed my way right now. Actually, a tight game between the Yankees and the Orioles until Aaron Judge stepped to the plate in the ninth.
Salzer deals, swing, a drive, deep to left. Oh, you can put this one away. Adios, amigo. Aaron Judge with his second home run of the year. A bomb to left field.
Ricky Ricardo again filling in for John Sterling last night here on The Fan. That was the difference in an 8-6 Yankees victory. 18 in a row now over Baltimore, 17 straight at Camden Yards. They have swept six straight series from the O's dating back to last year. Here's Judge on his clutch AB.
You know, fans or no fans, this game is something special and beautiful. And, you know, those little moments like that coming up big for your team are huge. So, you know, I was just fortunate enough to be in that spot.
And he came through in a big way.
I think we're getting to the point with the Orioles, they should start paying them to play them. Like when lower colleges play like power schools.
Yes.
I mean, it really is ridiculous to think about it.
Jonathan
it's Harlem Globetrotters and Washington Generals, right?
It really That's is. Right. You're
or
right.
As Eddie said yesterday, oh, you want us to go play a high school team? Sure, no problem. Jonathan Loaisiga picked up the win despite a shaky outing. He was one pitch away from walking the bases loaded with one out in the sixth, but he got a double play ball to get out of that jam. Luke Voit hit his first career grand slam as the Yanks built a 5-0 lead in an eye blink, one out in the first, and they were up 5-0.
Is that what you were tweeting at me?
Yes, it was, yes. I was right away. I was like, geez, they didn't waste any time, and Jerry should have jumped on the -3, but as it turned out, would have been a losing bet.
So it would have been. I was on the field myself, so I did not have time to do that. But yes, that would have been a losing bet.
Yes, because J-Hap was not great, as we guessed that could be the case, and that's why we weren't too sure about laying the three runs. So it was 5-4 when the rain delay arrived after 5.5. Eventually, Zach Britton working the ninth for his second save after the Judge home run. Good trip for Aaron Boone's club, navigating a very unusual couple of days.
To go home with four wins, 4-1 to start the season. You know, obviously you take that. So a good start for us.
And they're heading back home for a 3-game set with the Red Sox. Now Gary Sanchez again at the plate last night, 0-3, couple of strikeouts. So he's up to 0-15 with 10 Ks to start the season.
He's going to hit a home run in his first at bat tonight.
Sounds good to me.
Over under on the runs the Yankees score off this terrible Red Sox pitching staff.
In the series?
Yeah. Three games. Let's set the over-under at
17.5.
I was going to go 20.5.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a
huge number. I know that.
Aggressive number.
I would say
under. As bad as the Red Sox pitching is, you know, it's still baseball, and, you know, you can't just assume that they're going to go out there and score 7 runs every game.
Right.
I'll take the over.
Well, could. They could score double digits in all three.
That's exactly right. Remember those games in London, 35-23?
Oh, that was insane. And that's where that was, as we came to learn in January, no one knew it at the time. That was that Alex Cora video.
That's
that
right.
Went viral after the fact.
That is correct.
Yeah, okay. So something to keep an eye on. So they used Loaisiga coming out of the rain delay, and I guess that was a spot where the media was expecting to see Tommy Kahnle at some point. And Aaron Boone afterwards said, we'll have something on that tomorrow. So something to keep an eye on with Tommy Kahnle. They didn't provide any more information, but sounds like something's coming on his status. Also keep an eye on the status of Gleyber Torres, who got hit by a pitch in the right elbow in the top of the first. He was eventually removed later on. Right elbow contusion. The x-rays were negative. Here's Gleyber on his condition.
I'm feel really tight in that moment. I can't throw 100%.
That was Kant, just for the record, which is, I think, why they took him out of the game. But he did say the swelling had already come down, and he was hopeful he would be able to play tonight in the opener against Boston.
What's interesting about that is it was not a terrible pitch.
No, it almost looked like it just kind of nicked him.
Yeah.
So it must have been a bad spot that he caught it, where maybe right on the that.
Well, I think
spot
he stands close to the plate, too, and it was just unfortunate. But yep. At least the x-rays weren't negative.
I was thinking back in high school, I'd get hit like in the elbow or in the ribs or something, and I'd stay in the game. They didn't pull us out of the game for precautionary reasons back in the day. You know, you just stayed in. You
rub some dirt on it, jog down the first.
We also didn't have 100-pitch counts back in the day.
True. Yeah.
The game has changed.
Jordan Montgomery tonight, Ryan Weber for the Red Sox. Again, not really sure who he is. I think he's mostly been a relief pitcher. I don't know if he's just going to be used as an opener. And his first outing this year was like 3 2/3. So he's probably not going to be long for this game tonight.
They might score all those runs in one game.
6.25 free on the fan, 7.05 start. Now at Citi Field, the Red Sox finished off a couple of wins over the Mets. And Christian Vasquez turning into a Mets nemesis over the last few nights.
Pitch. Vasquez, it's another one deep in the air to left center. Davis is back at the warning track. He might have room. He's at the wall. He leaps, and it's gone. A home run again for Christian Vasquez.
Wayne Randazzo, WCBS 880. His second of the night, his third against the Mets, and his fourth of the season. It gave Boston the lead back in the fourth. They went on to win the game 4-2. Another ugly outing for Edwin Diaz. He loaded the bases with no one out in the ninth and then hit Jose Peraza to force in the fourth run. 2 walks in a 35-pitch inning. Luis Rojas admits it is a problem.
We need to talk. We need to work. And, you know, that's something that we're going to do, you know, as a staff, me as the manager.
And he specifically mentioned Diaz getting emotional on the mound. Offensively, also more issues with runners on base. They stranded 9 in this one. Rojas just thinks they're pressing.
We're just getting a little anxious in those situations. Good at bat to create them, good at bats. But, you know, just once we get there, it's we haven't been able to deliver those big hits.
4 for 24.
This Edwin Diaz thing is a
problem.
Huge problem.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Huge problem now. I mean, it's you know, he gets that first save that first night and thinking, okay, great. And then the next night, it's a home run, just like 14 other times last year. And then last night's performance.
And I'll go back. And I'll go back.
A major problem.
And I'll go back to the save. Remember Freddie Freeman? That was close to being a disaster too. 5 feet away. I mean, he's been bad. 3 outings. He's been terrible. And Smoltz. I was Smoltz last night with Burkhart talking about, you know, how that slider on the hit batter, how it just had no bite to it. That's it. I mean, there. What is good about what he's done so far? Nothing.
There's nothing. Nothing. It is really tough. I'll tell you what.
Feel
was
bad
good last
for him.
I thought Fox did a good job at the crowd noise.
You like the crowd noise? Yes. Did you like the virtual fans in the outfield? Al loved it. I did not care for it.
I thought it was fine, and I thought their crowd noise was great.
Yeah,
I thought it looked pretty cool. I went on the second, the first Vasquez home run. I actually wasn't sure for a second. I was, wait, there's people out there.
Took a double take.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
It was definitely interesting.
I like it more than the cardboard cutouts are cool, but I thought that the look of that on TV was much more, you for a second weren't sure, whereas with the cardboard, you know. That's,
well, maybe they need to put cool. Edwin Diaz out there.
might not be
just
a bad idea.
Let him sit out there for a while.
Mets are 3-4. They're off to Atlanta for a 4-game wraparound set with the Braves. You got Rick Porcello, Sean Newcomb tonight, 7:10 first pitch. We'll see if Porcello can follow up on what was a poor outing last time out. Some notes from around the league. Shane Bieber tying the the major league record for strikeouts in a pitcher's first two starts of the season. I believe it was a 66-year-old record as he struck out 13 Twins over eight innings of three-hit shutout ball last night. Indians blanked Minnesota 2-0. The Nationals beat the Blue Jays 6-4, serving as the visitors in their own park again. And Washington was supposed to be at Miami tonight through Sunday, but as we know, the Marlins, with all their coronavirus positive tests, that series has been postponed. And the Blue Jays were supposed to be in Philly. That series also now postponed because of the connection between the Phillies and the Marlins from last weekend.
And yes, you had the Max Scherzer, Vlad Guerrero Jr. strikeout.
I missed that. What was that?
That was the other night. I did a CBS Sports.
That wasn't last night?
Yesterday. No.
I thought that was okay.
What happened with that?
Well, then it was 2 nights ago. He strikes out Vlad Jr. 10 years after he struck out Senior. I just think that's neat. I mean, that's you don't see that often. Maybe Ken Griffey and Ken Griffey Jr. Someone did that too, but just neat. So that was Wednesday night.
Boomer.
Yes.
Yes.
Also in that Nats Blue Jays game, you saw Joe West take a bat to the ear, and he had blood dripping down from the air, so he had to go get stitched up, missed a couple of innings. He did return, and they shifted him to third base for the rest of the game. The NBA is back. Season officially resumed last night in Orlando. Two great games, really, including another battle of L.A. in the nightcap, which came right down to the wire.
LeBron's got it just inside half court. Game tied at 101. 10 seconds to shoot. LeBron, runner in the lane, no good. Got his own rebound and scores. It's 103-101 Lakers. Timeout Clippers. And now, Michael, the Clippers can go for three in the win.
Lakers radio, that did not happen, though. Lakers prevail by that 103-101 final. LeBron, the hero late, he had 16, 11, and 7. And, of course, as you just heard there, came through in the clutch.
I love having the ball in my hands, you know, late in the game, tie game, being down, being up. You know, we had a three-point game with like 40 seconds to go.
All you could ask for in the first game back, Anthony Davis added 34 for the Lakers. In the opener, the Jazz came back to beat the Pelicans 106-104. Rudy Gobert fittingly scored the game's first points and then sank the decisive free throws in the final seconds as he finished with a double-double. Donovan Mitchell had 20. Head coach Quinn Snyder happy to see those two back together on the floor.
They certainly had some synergy on the court, and you know, I'd love him to write poetry.
I don't know if the question had to do with poetry. Mm-hmm. It was poetic to see them back together.
You know, Zion Williamson did play.
He did, yes.
Didn't finish, though.
As they Jerry had surmised, a limited minutes for Zion.
But he did play.
He did. He did.
It was 13 points in 15 minutes, zero rebounds, and he was minus 16 if you're into the NBA plus minus. So not exactly a big factor in the game. And the Pelicans were up, I think, as many as 16 at one point. And the Jazz come back to get the win. The Nets will get their Orlando slate
230.
Underway. 2:20, yes, 2:30 start. We'll have 2:20 coverage, a very brief pregame show here on The Fan this afternoon as they take on the Magic. And then perfectly, it'll lead right into Evan afterwards. I'm not sure if Joe's working today. I have to double-check on the schedule. But you'll have Evan's thoughts on the Nets coming right out of that game. The Knicks, we asked yesterday when was the announcement and the press conference going to come for Tom Thibodeau. Well, shortly after the show ended, they made it official. They did have a Zoom press conference.
Did you feel the buzz
afternoon.
Boom?
No, I did not. But I will say, and I think it was reported this morning too, that no, he's a serious basketball guy. He comes mm-hmm. with a wealth of experience. He comes from a, you know, this is his dream job, according to him. This is everybody's dream job, according to everybody who gets paid here. I think it's their dream job because they know after 2 years when they get fired, they'll still have 3 years of getting paid. That's usually why it is a dream job. But, you know, look, I'm happy he's here. You know, he has obviously been here with Jeff Van Gundy, who's also another serious, you know, I get no sleep type of coach. For some reason, that whole coaching staff had bags under its eyes. I have no idea.
Jeff, though.
What?
No one more than Van Gundy, though.
Yeah, well, he's a maniac.
Yeah.
That's why. So, you know, hopefully this guy, look, he's a serious basketball guy. This is not like handing the team to Derek Fisher or to, you know, Phil Jackson. This is a serious guy who hopefully can hold today's new players and their new attitudes accountable. But, you know, good luck with that.
NFL, LeSean McCoy is going to join Tom Brady in Tampa as the Bucs add another veteran to their roster. Don't know exactly how much he has left in the tank, but I saw Mike Tannenbaum make this point on Twitter yesterday, and it makes a lot of sense because we're not going to see a lot of on-field work in training camp, no preseason games. So if you got a bunch of young, you know, inexperienced running backs on your roster, you don't want exactly be putting those guys in pass protection.
That's why, as Al put on the show sheet, the Bucs are signing old man Sean McCoy.
Sean McCoy.
It's your team, Al. You should know it. Now that Tom Brady's down there, you should know every player, who they are, where they came from. This is your team. This is your chance for your team to play the Super Bowl in their own stadium. It's not happening, by the way, but right. this is like, you know, you got to hope for this kind of stuff.
I miss the L-E, the Le. Yeah. LeSean McCoy.
LeSean.
So you've got quite a few household names on that Tampa offense now. And crazy what happened to Tom Coughlin. I'm sure you guys saw this story. Fractured four ribs, slightly punctured his lung, needed stitches in his head after a bicycle accident last weekend in Jacksonville. He was hospitalized for a night. I love the one quote in this story from Coughlin, where he says that the man on a racing bike, quote, comes out of nowhere and clips the front of my bike. I can just hear him in angry Tom Coughlin voice saying.
Oh, yeah, numbnuts coming. You know, you get into these Tour de France type guys that come flying out of nowhere, and he's true. I mean, it's happened where you could just completely get cut off if you're not aware of what's going on around you.
And my favorite part about this, and it's classic Coughlin, he says he first went home and his family had to convince him to go to the ER.
I totally believe that.
I do too.
100%
believe
that.
He was probably grouchy about it. You got to go
get
checked out.
Burn the boats, baby. Burn the boats. Let's go.
He's got four fractured ribs, slightly punctured lung, and seemingly bleeding pretty badly.
Fine.
He needed stitches to his head. So I think he's got like a 4 to 6 week recovery.
I'll tell you, my friend that ran into the 18-wheeler and almost had his head taken off, he didn't even want to go to the hospital.
I mean,
his wife made him go to the hospital after the bike. The hospital, the ambulance took him to the hospital. The nurse says, you know, you have to get undressed and put this robe on. He goes, I'm getting the hell out of here. Calls an Uber, goes home. And then his wife goes, no, you're going back to the hospital. You almost lost your head.
We almost had to go to a headless funeral.
Right.
Kind of like you, just rubbing some dirt on it and jogging down the first back.
That's
the day,
what I'm
right?
talking about.
All right. Very good, guys. I'll see you in the monsoon next hour, okay?
Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.